This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government is putting great emphasis on bringing a technology culture to agriculture. Addressing a post-budget webinar on the theme Agriculture and Rural Transformation through video conferencing yesterday, Mr. Modi said, the government is developing digital public infrastructure for agriculture through AgriStack. The Prime Minister also noted that 10 crore farmers have received over 4 lakh crore rupees as PM Kisan Samman Nidhi and nearly 2 lakh crore rupees in insurance claims have been settled under PM Fasal Bima Yojana.
It's technology ki sadi hai aur aaj sarkar AgriStack ke jariye.
As the conflict in West Asia entered its eighth day, U.S. President Donald Trump ruled out any deal with Iran, calling for its unconditional surrender. On social media, Trump said the U.S. and its allies will work to help rebuild Iran economically once it agrees to capitulate. Talking to reporters, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt stated that the U.S. is progressing toward controlling Iranian airspace and expects objectives to be achieved within 4 to 6 weeks. She also mentioned Washington is considering potential candidates to lead Iran. On the Iranian side, Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian has said that some countries have begun mediation efforts to resolve the ongoing conflict with the United States and Israel. In a social media post, he said, Iran is committed to lasting peace in the region, yet they have no hesitation in defending nation's dignity and sovereignty. The government has directed the Broadcast Audience Research Council, BARC, to immediately suspend the reporting of television rating points for news TV channels for 4 weeks. According to the directive, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting said that some TV news channels are displaying unwarranted sensationalism and speculative content amid the ongoing Israel-Iran conflict. The directives said the suspension would remain in force for 4 weeks or until further directions, whichever is earlier. Indian Railways has undertaken electrification of its network in mission mode over the last decade, significantly reducing its dependence on imported diesel. As a result, 99.4% of the broad-gauge railway network has now been electrified, marking one of the largest infrastructure transitions in the world. The final result of Civil Services Examination, CSE, 2025 has been declared yesterday. The Union Public Service Commission said that Anuj Agnihotri has secured first position, Rajeshwari Suve and Akansh Dhal stood at the second and third rank respectively. PM Modi has congratulated those who successfully cleared the Civil Services Examination 2025. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said India will be free from Naxalism by the end of this month. Addressing the 57th Raising Day ceremony of the Central Industrial Security Force in Cuttack, Odisha, Mr. Shah praised the contribution of CISF in anti-Naxal operations in states like Odisha, Chhattisgarh and Telangana. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that self-reliance is the only way to stay relevant and ready in the present era of uncertainty. Mr. Singh said this after inaugurating Sagar Sankalp, reclaiming India's maritime glory, a defence and maritime dialogue in Kolkata, West Bengal. The minister reaffirmed the government's resolve of attaining self-reliance in every field. In the All England Open Badminton Championships in Birmingham, Lakshya Sen stormed into the men's singles semi-finals, defeating China's Li Shifeng in the quarter-finals. The world number 12 Indian will next face the winner of the quarterfinal between Canada's Victor Lai and Japan's Koki Watanabe. Lakshya Sen is the only Indian left in the fray after the mixed doubles pair of Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto retired against Hong Kong's Tang Chun Man and Se Ying Sweat. And that is the end of this news bulletin.